launching into another program where you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial into our toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. That number is 855-450-FREE. Once again, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You are invited, of course, to actually control the site as well. So you can control the topic of the show if you call in, or if you go to the website, you can control the content of the site by submitting show prep to it and then voting on other people's submissions. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning more people will see whatever it is that's there, including us. So you can go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Once again, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. That is the point of this particular radio program. And last night, there was something that I had sitting here in show prep, but we didn't get to it. And it's pretty big news. I mean, all things considered, this is one of those big stories that certainly the government wants you to hear about. But it's going to have a kind of a similar perspective, as you might have guessed, as all of the other ones in the past that have as well. Like what we're talking about here, these five men that ostensibly were planning to blow up a bridge outside of Cleveland. This according to the Department of Justice. Now, this time around, they don't happen to be Muslims. At least, I don't think so.
Which is always interesting. The first thing that anybody thinks when someone thinks terrorism these days is Muslims.
By the way, it's Ian here with you tonight.
And Nemi.
And Mark.
You were saying Nemi?
I don't always automatically think Muslims.
Certainly not.
Plenty of people do, though, right? That's been kind of an expectation that's created,
fair enough,
think,
a stereotype.
By the mainstream media and by the government, which, of course, the mainstream media just parrots whatever the press releases say. But every now and then, they'll throw in a domestic terrorist to somebody that doesn't look Muslim. And in this case, you've got what look like a bunch of angry white boys.
The domestic terrorists generally are the ones who did it. I mean, up to this point... Whatever it is that the terrorism is they're talking about.
No, there was
a little airplane
McVeigh,
into
Bay. I think of.
Yeah,
you never know.
I don't know whether he did it.
That's pre-9/11.
Okay, what about the guy who flew the airplane into the IRS building in Texas?
Yeah.
True, they said he didn't have anything to do with
it. What about the guy who walked into, was it a Federal Reserve building, a bank building, and capped a couple of security guards?
I don't recall that one.
Was the
underwear bomber a Muslim? I don't believe
I think he was.
Well, in this case, you've got what appear to be five angry white guys in Cleveland. They are five men described by federal authorities as anarchists. Yet another reason why I don't describe myself as an anarchist.
Anarchists are, people, usually European, that throw Molotov cocktails. I mean, that's what people think.
Right.
Where balaclavas over their face?
It's because of news articles. It's because of news reporting like this is one of the reasons why I don't want to call myself an anarchist. Plus, I think the term anarchist just kind of, not only does it have that baggage attached to it, but I think it also describes oneself as what one is against, and I don't like being described that way. I prefer to describe it's
grammatically
myself
incorrect.
In positive? What do you mean?
Well, because one cannot have no government. One must be an autarchist if one believes that one should rule themselves. Hmm. I mean, your body must be governed, and it is governed by your mind. So, it's a bad word all around, but some people like it because it's edgy.
It sounds rough and tough and bomb-throwing.
And maybe they can catch people's attention and when they're, dealing one-on-one or something like that, I suppose.
Well, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
We continue here. I prefer the term voluntarist. I think it is much more peaceful or peace-oriented. It describes what I'm in favor of, and that is that human beings interacting on a consensual basis. Let's go on, though. What were they actually plotting to do? They say, the federal government says, they were angry with corporate America and the government and were charged on Tuesday with plotting to bomb an Ohio bridge linking two wealthy Cleveland suburbs.
Because that would fix something.
The men were arrested Monday night after unknowingly working. Fill in the blanks. Unknowingly
with the
working.
FBI.
With an FBI informant for months. A strategy that federal investigators have used repeatedly in recent years to nab alleged terrorists. It's true. I mean, then what more
expect
do you...
It.
We can give you details, but what more do you need to know? You can predict the whole story at this point. Federal informant gets involved in a group of protesters, or in this case, so-called anarchists, starts fomenting ideas, starts to put forth ideas of violence. Hey, I know how we can strike back. Hey, boys, I know how we can strike back at the corporate state. We'll just blow up a bridge.
It's easy to
what
get TNT. I can do it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. I don't know how you would go about getting TNT. I'm just saying what the individual might say.
They talked about making a statement against corporate America and the government as some of the motivations for their actions, according to U.S. Attorney Stephen Dettelbach. He said while he was announcing the arrest with the head of the FBI in Cleveland, the alleged plotters researched explosives and obtained what they thought was C4. The material, in fact, was harmless, and the public was never at risk.
Because they came modeling clay.
Because the men got it from the informant. The men planted the fake explosives at the base of the bridge, armed them, went to a remote spot, and entered the codes they thought would blow the bridge up, with innocent people traveling over it.
Well, to me, that sounds like a legit bust. These guys went through the whole thing.
But it's not legit from the beginning, because they were talked into it by the Fed.
I see where Ian is going with this, and I have a different article from the LA Times pulled up. It says, the informant identified in court papers as, quote-unquote, confidential human source, has been working for the FBI since July 20th and received approximately $5,700 for services and another $600 for expenses. The payment stopped when the informant began probation on a charge of passing bad checks. According to the affidavit filed with the criminal complaint, the source's criminal record includes a conviction for possessing cocaine in 1990, conviction for robbery in 1991, and four convictions for passing bad checks between 1991 and 2011.
I think it's wrong what they did. I mean, the intentions certainly were criminal of these men, no doubt about it. But if the federal informant hadn't come along and fomented this, then likely would have been a bunch of pot-smoking hippies sitting around their apartment talking about, you know, talking trash about corporations and, you know, the capitalist system.
There are lesser and greater bits of injustice that have gone on in these FBI entrapment situations, and I agree with you. It makes me wonder, would these guys have committed the crime had the situations been different? However, there have been instances where the FBI gets people and, you know, arrest them where they haven't gone through all the steps. If in this circumstance these guys put the modeling clay that they thought was C4 up underneath the bridge and then they entered whatever the code was in on their cell phone that was supposed to blow it up with whatever silly, you know, fake app that was supposed to do it. I can only imagine how this thing was set up, but I bet it was rich.
App. A real think tank going on in there.
If in that circumstance, I have far less generosity in my heart towards these individuals.
No doubt. I mean, I don't have much sympathy for them, okay? No doubt.
No, they're certainly not.
They're dupes, and they were able to be duped into this process of going and blowing people up, innocent lives, and that's terrible. I mean, I'm not saying these people are not to blame for their choices. Clearly, they made those choices, but they were tempted into making those choices. The reason they made those choices in the first place was likely due to the influence and the exhortation of this federal informant, who probably influenced them into making these choices, encouraged them into making these choices, and not only that, but empowered them into making the choices by providing them with the tools that they ostensibly needed to do these things.
So these guys have been charged with conspiracy, right? My understanding of...
Charged with conspiracy and trying to bomb property used in interstate commerce,
right.
so more than just conspiracy.
My understanding of conspiracy, at least under New Hampshire law, is if you guys and I were sitting here and we're like, hey, let's rob a bank. Now, even if I, in my heart, had no intent of robbing a bank, if we were like, oh, yeah, yeah, let's go rob a bank, and you, Ian, went and scoped out the bank, I am guilty of conspiracy because it only takes one person who is a party to the conversation to act in furtherance of the conspiracy.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't read, you know, researched conspiracy law, and certainly we're talking about federal conspiracy charges here, so
sure.
It may be a completely different situation. But it seems unlikely that if I'm sitting around with a bunch of people talking about, well, let's go grow some marijuana, and then somebody actually goes and grows it, that I would somehow be held responsible for that without actually taking part in more specific planning.
Well, like where, when,
yeah.
How, what sort of horticultural
tools.
Plus,
they have to prove that, so you
right.
Have the informant there.
That would be confusing.
Anyway, more coming up here. 855-453. We'll share some more details on, you know, where these guys come from. Because they didn't just come out of nowhere to blow up a bridge. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Fabulous prize line! For free! JacksDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you can watch ads and get paid for it?
JacksDice.com. Jack's Dice is
every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.5240. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.9361, $8.4680 for a half ounce, or $4.2340 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.9361, $8.4680, and $4.2340.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free to 1-855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Once again, that's toll-free, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, get quick access to our live streams, and the podcast there, as well as software that you'll need to tune in over at m.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012, as we've done from pretty much every Porkfest we've been to in the past. It's always a good time being at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll be there all week long, as you should be if you can. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C, as in porcupine, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Registration fees only $35. Now, you have to pay for camping on top of that, but it's camping, so it's not going to be, like, you know, really expensive. And, of course, you can share a camping spot with somebody else, cut the cost in half. So go to porkfest.com, get registered there, and learn more about this excellent event. It has hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people in attendance. There are all kinds of things to do. Plenty of family fun activities, all the way to adult parties, like Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, which will actually now be the Flaming Freedom Big Gay Dance Party. And it's just going to be great. And it's always a good time. I highly recommend you learn more about the event and then get signed up, because camp spaces are going to go fast. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. By the way, it's June 18th through the 24th, so we are less than 2 months away from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You don't want to miss it. If you missed it last year, make sure you can make it out this time around. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Get registered, and we're going to continue here with more on these five alleged bombers, these guys who were essentially likely talked into blowing up this bridge in Cleveland. They did not actually succeed at blowing up the bridge because the explosives were fake and were provided to them by the informant who helped encourage them to do this. In fact, there's news coming out of thesmokinggun.com about this alleged informant. And it actually says here that the informant fronted them the money. So not only did he provide them the bomb.
So once again, the FBI's financing terrorism.
Right. Not only did this informant, who's a scumbag, by the way, he's bouncing checks, and this guy's just, you know, your typical government informant, just an informant, just a jerk.
Robbery.
Robbery?
Yeah.
But the government paid the expenses, and this guy loaned the money. So that means that puts these people, once again, another group of people that are on the FBI's payroll, essentially, being the ones that are doing the terrorism.
If your goal is to have people not bomb bridges, why are you giving them money to
bomb bridges?
Bomb bridges.
Let's go to the phone, see what you think. Josh is listening in Florida in the Tampa Bay area. Hey, Josh, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Nemi and Mark. Josh in Florida, going once. Josh in Florida, going twice. Josh, I'm going to put him back on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell or something like that. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. It's the Huffington Post, by the way, is where I got the initial report here about these five guys who have been arrested, been charged with conspiracy, and also some charge of attempting to bomb property used in interstate commerce. They're looking at more than 20 years in prison, each of these guys, ranging age ranges from 20 through 35. At the hearing, the men, with wrist manacles chained to the waist, sat in the jury box with their attorneys and acknowledged receiving copies of the complaint against them and an understanding of their rights. At the end of the hearing, Stephen's father, James, shouted, "Love you, Connor." The father left court without commenting. The target of the plot was a bridge that carries a state highway over part of the Cuyahoga Valley National Park and a picturesque scenic rail line and canal towpath in the Bricksville area, about 15 miles south of downtown Cleveland.
So it's a rail line.
The men had been associated with the anti-corporate Occupy Cleveland movement, but don't share its nonviolent views, according to organizer Debbie Klein. She said in an email canceling the group's May Day protest that they were in no way representing or acting on behalf of Occupy Cleveland. She said that in view of the arrest of the autonomous group of the five. The alleged plotters were frustrated that other anti-corporate protesters opposed violence, according to Dettelbach, who's the U.S. Attorney in charge of the case, citing the criminal complaint filed. It talks about the anger and frustration that these five individuals felt that other people would not support their violent aims. Federal authorities said they're
investigating. I imagine they do feel a strong level of frustration. You know, you think you have a solution to whatever the problem is, and you can't get enough people on board to do it. And this is really the solution that so many people who believe in violent revolution have, is you need to get a gun and you need to fight people.
But not me, right?
Or, you know, I'll do it if you do it.
Right. You do it first. Right. So maybe what happened here, and I think what they're getting at, is that they were likely talking about violence. Somebody heard that conversation. Maybe a tip was given to the FBI at that point, and they then brought this informant in to stoke those flames. But what if the informant had never come?
From the LA Times article I have here, it says the government's use of informants and stings has become very visible and more controversial since September 11th. Undercover informants played major roles in alleged plots to bomb New York synagogues, set off a bomb near Chicago's Wrigley Field, attack a federal courthouse in Illinois, and blew up a building in Dallas. In all of the cases, the federal government said it used the resources that were available, but in at least one case, the tactics were not greeted with enthusiasm by the judge. In September, in New York, District Judge Colleen McMahon handed down a mandatory 25-year prison sentence in a plot to bomb synagogues and shoot down military planes with missiles. But she made it clear that But she made it clear that she was unhappy with how the government had run the sting. That operation began in 2008 after an informant was assigned to infiltrate a mosque in Newburgh, New York.
Before you go any further, if I sit around with some guy smoking pot and discussing how we're going to use, Star Trek phaser technology in shooting down, passenger airplanes, have I committed a federal crime?
Well, I mean, the informant might claim he could get surface-to-air missiles.
The informant pretended to be a representative of a Pakistani terrorist organization eager to finance jihad against the United States. He was also a key player in the plot. The informant later testified against the group, each of whom received the mandatory 25-year sentence. Quote, the essence of what occurred here was that a government, understandably zealous to protect its citizens, created acts of terrorism out of the fantasies and bravado and bigotry of one man in particular, and four men generally, and then made these fantasies come true, McMahon noted in court as reported by the AP.
But she convicted them anyway.
Oh, well, I want... In this circumstance with these five guys in Cleveland, things went to the standard of proof that I need to see, which is the guy with the turban stood there with the surface-to-air missile and aimed at an airplane and pushed the big red button. That's the level that I want to see. In this case, these guys put the modeling clay on a bridge someplace and thought that they put in the right code into their cell phones or something like that that was going to set it off or whatever gizmo that had buttons on it that they gave them and said that this was the remote control device. And they did what it took to do this. And, if you just say...
Who gave them the tools, Mark? If the feds had not been there, would they have been able to do this?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not arguing that point with you, but this other case
I think
where,
it negates some of the seriousness of this.
Well, the quote continues in this very key last line. It says, the government made them terrorists. The judge is not proud of her government for what it did in that particular case. And I'm with Ian. I would be interested to know what the role was of the informant.
That's all I want to know, too.
Let's come back with more here, 855-453. Well, we already know what the role is. He fronted them the money and provided them the product. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World Whey. WHEY.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and all the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Features including our webcam. Watch, listen, interact, the chat room built into the same page. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com, see what's going on there. It's for free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Imagine it's the future, and you're an astronaut returning from a mission out in the far reaches of space. You enter Earth's orbit and notice something is terribly wrong. There are no signs of violence. The animals are fine, and yet not a single human can be found anywhere on the planet. Find out what happens next at portal1986.com. It's Portal. 1986.com.
We're discussing the five guys that have been arrested, been charged with conspiracy, and basically plotting to blow up infrastructure. Serious charges here. They're looking at more than 20 years in prison. And, of course, the big question here is, would they have done it? Would they have planted what they thought was a bomb, C4, at the base of a bridge if they hadn't been handed that C4 by a federal informant who not only gave them the C4 but fronted the money to buy the C4? And so,
yeah, he gave them like a, you know, loaned them money or gave them the money. It seems unlikely these guys, these occupiers would have, or former occupiers would have ever come up with the gumption to get this done.
Well, they needed the connections, and this man walks into their life who happens to have the connections and the money to help them get it
right.
done.
Well, even if they had the connections, one wonders. What would they? Because I mean, you know, if they had the drive, they would have gotten something done. Who knows what? But they didn't. I don't even know these guys had the drive.
So we can get back to more details on this story here in a moment. Let's go. We're going to try one more time. Josh in Florida. Hopefully, he's got a better connection. Josh, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead with your thoughts.
So pretty much was just going to tie this in with two articles recently. One that came out April 28th. That was pretty much. FBI hatching or helping along numerous, you know, there was five, six or more, you know, noted. I mean, you guys brought up the underwear bomber, and that's been pretty much brought to light that somebody, federal, somebody in the government, you know, led him onto the plane. He didn't even have a passport. Led him on, said we do this all the time. There was a one key witness, Kurt Haskell, the only one, I guess, that was going to actually testify in court about it. The World Trade Center, the first bombing, that guy was supplied. He thought he was going to be supplied with a fake bomb at first, and then it turns out they were actually supplying him with a live bomb. I guess he testified to this all after the fact. So just kind of par for the course, and tied in with an article about Obama from May 1st saying that, the war with Al-Qaeda is over, and now they're kind of turning towards the homeland and, focusing on the domestic front.
Oh, yes, they will. They're preparing their drone fleet just for that purpose. And
exactly.
These guys like this are going to, stories like this give the feds an excuse to expand their power, right? We've got all these domestic terrorists to deal with, too, so now we have to increase the size of our domestic enforcement apparatus because look at all these crazy anarchists running around out there trying to blow up bridges.
The Occupy's everywhere.
Exactly. And, there are some outliers in the Occupy movement, but they're definitely looking for a reason to demonize that movement and, the freedom movements out there. So, look at Obama. There's, I guess articles talked about out there that he's looking, to elect Cass Sunstein, as, one of the next federal judges. And, he's...
Now, Cass Sunstein, that name sounds familiar. He was the advisor to Obama who was... What was he recommending before? There was something outrageous about that guy. I forget what it was.
I don't know. He's had articles written where he's openly talked about, just getting guns, Second Amendment stuff. That
Didn't he want to bring back the draft or the civilian corps or something
him.
Like that?
Yeah, he wants what do they call it? Not AmeriCorps, but yeah, like the Civi Corps. Make it as large as the military, I think.
As large, as powerful, and as well-funded as the...
Yeah, that was the guy. Thanks, Josh, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves as we continue here. If you want to freshen us up on Cass Sunstein as well, you're certainly... welcome to do that. But a little bit more here about what happened in Cleveland, or what allegedly happened. Again, you've got five guys who are tied in with the Occupy Cleveland movement. Of course, Occupy Cleveland's, some of the people from Occupy Cleveland are letting...
Whoa, not us!
Letting the media know, hey, we are not like these guys. We're a nonviolent movement, and we don't want anything to do with these folks. But... a little bit more about the story here from Huffington
Post. By the way,
a
little lesson for folks. Take a look at what's going on with Occupy. Take a look at what's going on with four or five guys that thought violence would be a good solution and that Occupy was going about it the wrong way. And, who's doing better right now?
Federal authorities said their investigation was aided by a paid confidential source who had previous robbery and other convictions and was on probation for passing bad checks. The informant began making contact with the men in October and had recorded conversations with them over the past 3 months, according to an affidavit. The men considered different plots over time, including distracting law enforcement with smoke grenades while trying to bring down financial institution signs in downtown Cleveland. The men also discussed other potential targets, including a law enforcement center, oil wells, a cargo ship, or the opening of a new downtown casino, according to the affidavit. The document also alleges that one suspect talked about being part of a group planning to cause trouble during an upcoming NATO summit in Chicago. The group finally settled on blowing up the busy bridge, according to the allegations.
I wish I knew why, what they thought they were going to achieve with the bridge blowing up as these, they sound like anarcho-commies or something like
Probably.
That.
Probably. Yeah, I don't know, Mark. I mean, just to strike fear into the hearts of corporate America or something?
It's a train bridge. It's an elevated railroad bridge.
I don't recall. You said that it was a railroad bridge.
I think, looking at a picture of it, it appears that it's not actually that innocent people would be going over it. It would just interrupt interstate commerce.
If they get it when a train's not on it, sure. I mean, hopefully a train wouldn't drive over it.
According to this news post here, again, the guy that was involved, this informant, there's quite a bit of detail about him coming out now. Shaquille Azir, who was 39 years old. He is convicted of a number of different crimes, as you mentioned, including robbery and passing bad checks, cocaine possession, etc. And he was paid, by the way, for this particular job by the FBI. They just use such outstanding people to do this sort of work.
Well, it makes one wonder how you're going to... Are you going to infiltrate somebody who has a haircut like mine in there? You know, buzzed on the sides?
Allegedly, Azir arranged for the purchase of the C4 from an undercover FBI agent. He also fronted the alleged conspirators the money for the purchase of the material, which had been rendered inert by federal investigators. So, well, I have your thoughts on this, if you'd like to share them. 855-453. So I get where you're coming from, Mark, in that these guys did go through the motions. They did plant what they thought was C4. They did attempt to detonate what they thought was C4. But I allege that I don't think it would have happened had it not been for the encouragement of the federal agent that had been put in their midst for the specific purpose of encouraging these people and giving them the keys, essentially, to the plot.
It'll be interesting to see the defense.
I'm not going to disagree with what you're saying. I don't know what would happen if they hadn't gotten involved. And I think that was the original intention of the entrapment laws that they had in the United States.
You mean to stop this from...
Was to say, look, you can't just set up a crime, and if somebody pulls the trigger, then that's what it is. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the circumstances were. But I can say that... In past cases, it doesn't sound like even the defendants went this far. These guys placed the bombs, supposedly,
A lot of times they usually do. Like, there's usually somebody with some code or whatever. They usually do, pull the trigger in these instances from my remembrance of the ones we've discussed.
I can remember one in particular they did not.
Okay. But either way, I don't think these guys should be going to prison like this. I mean, I don't know what should happen to them, because hopefully there's no victim. I mean, nobody got blown up. Nothing happened. It was just a bunch of talk and then a total setup for these guys. So I don't think they should be going to prison. 855-453. I mean, they should be embarrassed. 855-450-3733. You can take control. People should know who they are, should know what they were about, know what they were attempting to do. But there's no victim, so no crime.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Here is the toll-free number. 855-453. CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Not me.
And Mark.
And again, the number 855-453. What do you want to talk about? These ginned-up terror plots. They're really... It's hard to remember if there have been any real ones. There was, what, that one guy in New York City with the... The fertilizer bomb
that blew up the SUV that basically the civilians.
I thought it never blew up. I think they
intended to blow it up.
Yeah, it was just sitting there for a while, and then somebody saw it on the street and reported it.
It was doing something or another.
Yeah, I guess the intention was to blow it up, but that's really the only one I can think of that wasn't.
And that wasn't stopped by the FBI.
Right. I mean, that's really what they want you to believe is that they are out there trying to keep you safe. They're out there doing their best. Look at this. Look at all them pulling all these terrorists off the street. They tried to blow up a bridge.
Oh, I think they're trying to do that. I mean, they're trying.
No, they're not. They're creating it. They
justifying haven't their existence.
Right. That's all it is. Thank you, Nemi. That's exactly what this
trying
is.
Trying to justify their existence.
Well, they need to get another budget for next year, so it needs to look like they're out there doing something to keep people safe, I guess. And this is such nonsense.
One thing's for certain. The people that are willing to blow up a bridge are most likely the people that will blow up a bridge. But of everybody who's willing to blow up a bridge, not necessarily will all of them blow up a bridge. So
right. You've
got this problem with their methods.
I would think that you'd have to be pretty well connected and know what the hell you're doing when it comes to bombing things in order to even come close to blowing up a bridge.
I would concur.
And these self-styled anarchists who were hanging out at the Occupy Cleveland movement were clearly not able to handle this on their own. That's why they needed the assistance of the well-connected FBI informant who happened to wander into their midst due to likely some sort of reports to the FBI of somebody hanging out at Occupy Cleveland talking about violence.
Yeah, they talked themselves into a prison cell, and it's difficult to feel bad for them as a result.
I agree with
you.
It is difficult to feel bad for them because I don't like people who would commit. I don't like the idea of people who commit violence. But I also know that I used to be that guy. Like, I used to be the guy who thought about doing violent things in response to government tyranny.
Yeah, but you weren't dumb enough to talk about it like that.
I talked about it on the radio.
You said you would always couch it in terms like, well, one has to have one's line in the sand. Where is your line? That kind of thing.
Well, I also talked about how people should defend themselves against the police or whatever when they were to come in, like, raid a California medical marijuana facility, things like that.
Yeah, but the police never raided your facility. And how exactly are they going to entrap you in a situation where you're going to defend your home?
I get what you're saying, Mark, and I appreciate what you're
saying. I think there's a difference.
From. Fine.
These people went out to blow up a bridge. They put the bomb under the bridge.
But I didn't have somebody coming around trying to pretend like he was my buddy and try to talk me into doing that sort of thing. What would have happened if I can't tell you for sure what I would have done if I was in an angry mindset, if I was in a, you know, the mindset of got to get back at these government people for hurting all these innocent folks. You know, if that were the case, I probably would not have picked a bridge. You know, I probably would have picked some government facility or something like that. But I can put myself in these guys' shoes. So to some extent, I can empathize with them. And I don't think that they committed a crime here. What do you think? 855-453.
It's not that difficult for the federal government to surveil people who are suspect rather than send someone in to trip them up.
Yeah, they could easily tag them with GPS.
Yeah,
and
GPS.
Sound detection.
Listen
devices.
To their wiretap.
Well, they lost the GPS device in San Diego, and somebody found it on a vehicle and all kinds of different things. I'm not sure it's as easy as they make it out to be, you know, on a television.
You don't think?
No, I don't.
GPS devices are relatively easy to plant. You can buy your own GPS device, Mark.
You can, but I mean, I don't know how the tracking works or anything like that. This thing they pulled off the car was big. It had a battery.
It did
and
have
everything.
A monster battery pack. It was bigger than I expected.
It has to be attached to the, you know, either it's attached to the car battery or it has its own.
Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-3733. We continue here and go to Andrew listening in Boynton Beach, Florida. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Nemi and Mark.
Oh, good evening, sirs. How are you all, sirs?
Hey, well, there's a lady here, but what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, my apologies. Yeah, I was just calling about the Chinese dissident Cheng Guangcheng.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking a bit about it. I wasn't sure what you guys thought. It seems like he disobeyed, you know, the Chinese government. He escaped from his house, and you know, those. Yeah, so he should be. You know, punished for disobeying the government, right?
He should be punished for disobeying the Chinese government?
Yes, yes, sir.
Well, what was the reason that he was confined to his house?
It doesn't matter. You know,
sure
they're the
does.
Government, so they make the rules.
Well, it matters to me. If he was confined to his house because he committed some kind of crime that, you know, where he harmed someone or, you know, took their property, then I'd say that he probably should abide by whatever punishment he was given until it's over, and then he can get, you know, go on about his merry way. However,
but if he was being held because he spoke out against the state or did some other non-crime, then... Yeah, I got no problem with helping that guy out.
This is the blind guy, right?
Yes.
Correct.
He's best known for exposing alleged abuses in official family planning policy in China, often involving claims of violence and forced abortions.
So this guy is a whistleblower, essentially.
Yep.
Yeah. So, no, why would you think that we would support punishing this guy?
I guess, like, you know, I mean, like, if you look at a dollar bill, right, it's got... The president, the government owns all the money, right, in the U.S. and probably in China as well. So
I'm not sure that's
like,
true.
No, I don't agree with that either.
No. China owns a lot of the U.S. dollars,
they
actually.
They print the money, but, you know, in the same way that if I make something and then I sell that thing, I've exchanged value for something else and I sell that thing, then that thing's no longer mine. So if I carve a little figurine out of wood and I sell it to you for $5, that doesn't mean I get to do whatever I want with that wooden figurine after you've given me the $5. I get to do whatever I want with the $5.
Yeah, by the way, I really admire, like, that you guys take calls, you know, from you know, like, a lot of shows don't do that. And I do admire how, like, independent you are with your thinking. You don't, you know, conform to, you know, the standard sort of mantra. I guess my biggest problem is I just think you're a little bit paranoid. You know, you're more likely to have your house broken into or... you're more likely to, you know, have your house catch on fire than the government give trouble to the average person, right?
No, that's not true at all, actually.
Who hasn't gotten a ticket from the government?
I mean, if we didn't have ticketing, you know, people barely drive well as it is. But, you know, imagine if there were no road rules, it'd be like, you know, people would just be running red lights if they want tickets, right?
So what's the caller's name?
This is Andrew.
Andrew, have you gotten a ticket from the government lately?
Yes, I have, yes.
Yeah. So, and how recently was your house broken into?
You're right. But I seem to think it's a good thing, because otherwise I'd probably be killed on the road tonight, you know, coming home. If
That's nonsense.
Well, Andrew, let me. You're working in the world of...
Darwin might approve, too.
If we have government roads, and then we don't have police on those government roads, what would things be like? However, that's not the paradigm that from which we're looking at it. The paradigm which we're looking at it is that roads are important, traveling from place to place is important, and that the free market has... solves all kinds of important problems and likely could solve that problem if it was implemented in that way. Now, I think you're right. If the government buys roads and owns roads, then it should have whatever system to enforce the rules of those roads it wishes to have. However, what it shouldn't be able to do is forcibly take my money to pay for its roads and maintain a monopoly on roads and not allow me to compete in the area of roads or anyone else. That's the biggest problem. And so government is a monopoly. They say you can't compete with us in whatever areas that it is that we wish to do our business, and B, they forcibly take money from other people.
I was just going to say, I just want to do a shout out to
We don't really do shout outs, but thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. We prefer to have conversations.
Yeah.
But you know what?
That's for like.
Go call Top 40 Radio.
Yeah, hip hop radio, and they do it for 2 minutes so that you can, teenagers can call in.
Right. 855-450-FREE is the number here. You know, as far as his point about, well, you might get your house broken into or set on fire more likely than the government aggressing against you, maybe, let's go ahead and give him that. Let's get in that, and let's cut out ticketing. Let's talk about...
Well, you are more likely as an American citizen to be shot by a police officer than you are to be killed by a terrorist.
Let's just give him that, just for a moment. I don't care, even if that's true. Even if I could go through the rest of my life and not be aggressed against by the government, I see other people being aggressed against by the government, and I care about that. And I don't want that to happen to them. I don't want it to happen to me. I don't want it to happen to people I care about, and I don't want it to happen to total strangers, because peaceful people should be left alone. And as long as it's happening to other people, I care about it. That's why I don't want to go out into the middle of the ocean. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is next. This is Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.